This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
I heard a person on an interview recently say, "The virus is real, the pandemic is fake." And I thought that was a very good summary of what we're looking at here. And this is some of what I've been trying to explain to people. The virus is very real. And this is why I've differed from people out there like David Icke, who say there's no such thing as this virus. Clearly, there is a virus, and clearly the virus was engineered, and clearly it's killing some number of people. But it does not warrant the level of lockdowns and hysteria and the social distancing, the closing of the schools, all these things that have been put into place by engineering of information, the info war against people, the fake news media. They've put in place these levels or layers of fear on top of the reality of the situation, which is rather sobering if you just look at the reality. Is, yeah, okay, we have a virus. It kills some percentage of people, a lot less now than at the beginning because it's already mutated to become less lethal. And we already know how to control it very well. In fact, we've known this since, frankly, the end of March was when I started talking about zinc and quercetin and elderberry and vitamin D and all these things. Now we know hydroxychloroquine has been proven scientifically to save lives and serve as an effective treatment. But all of that is being sidelined, including talk about chlorine dioxide. By the way, they sure don't want you to find out about chlorine dioxide because that's a way to oxygenate your blood almost instantly and kill many pathogens in your blood. Gosh, they don't want you to figure that out, you know, because it only costs pennies per dose instead of the, what, thousands of dollars that they hope to make off of people with drugs, you know, like remdesivir and so on. So we know how to beat this. The virus is real. It's not as deadly as it used to be. We have better knowledge. We're also not killing people with ventilators as much anymore. So the virus is real, but the pandemic is fake. And that is absolutely true. The pandemic is fake. In other words, the hysterical response. And the purpose of the pandemic is to drive people into compliance with mandatory vaccines. That's the whole point of this. Understand that everything that you have seen surrounding this, everything in the media, the school closures, the Bill Gates interviews, you know, Fauci and his fear-mongering, oh, you have to wear goggles now, you know, on and on. It's all being done for a single purpose, which is to drive people to voluntarily accept the vaccines. And why is that? Why is that? Well, I've covered it in other podcasts and my downloadable audiobook at globalreset.news. It's a free audiobook. Check it out. I've covered it. The point is that there's a depopulation agenda at work. They want to mass murder 90% of the existing human population, but they don't want to have to do it the way the Nazis tried to do it, which was to go in and shoot a bunch of people and load them up on rail cars against their will, scare everybody, send them to gas chambers and use Zyklon B gas to gas people to death. What they learned from that, the globalists, is that it would be much easier for them if they could get people to go to the concentration camps voluntarily, or it would be much easier for people if they lined up to take the kill shots voluntarily because they thought it was a life-saving shot of some kind. So this has been the effort now, is to get people to volunteer to be mass murdered. And that's what everything is leading up to. It is a Nazi-type agenda. It's a genocidal agenda against humanity, but they just don't want to have to shoot everybody. They'd rather have people volunteer. That's what the vaccine's going to be. And you know this is the case because when Bill Gates was asked recently about all the side effects that were already being reported and how many people are being damaged, like 80 to 100% of the study subjects in the Moderna trials have experienced systemic side effects that are really worrisome, especially in the high dose group. Bill Gates' response to that was not, oh, well, then we should spend more time testing. We should make sure it's safe or we should protect people. No, he said, well, that's why we should have legal immunity for the manufacturers because there might be side effects. That's the way Bill Gates thinks. zero compassion for human beings, zero scientific integrity. Have you ever thought about why is it that Bill Gates, a software developer, is allowed to speak about medicine, but frontline doctors are censored from speaking about medicine? Why is the software geek allowed to say anything he wants, even if it's just, oh, well, you know, millions of people are probably going to die. We should indemnify the drug companies. That's what he's saying. That's allowed. But when America's frontline doctors like Dr. Stella Emanuel comes on and says that we know how to cure people and it's called hydroxychloroquine, she gets banned. She gets banned. Well, Bill Gates he's never treated patients. He doesn't have a day of experience in a clinic treating actual patients. How is he qualified to talk about anything related to medicine? He's not, but he's allowed to speak because, of course, he's a genocidal lunatic, a would-be mass murderer, you know, mastermind globalist villain who wants to exterminate 90% of humanity. And he just wants to make sure the drug companies don't get sued when people start dropping dead. That's the Bill Gates concern list. If there's like a hierarchy of concerns in Bill Gates's mind, number one is make sure the drug companies don't get sued when people start dropping dead. And then number two is make sure lots of people start dropping dead. That's like the Bill Gates priorities list. That's what he writes on his refrigerator in the morning, you know, reminders. Make sure to mass murder billions. That's the only success of the day. You know, this is the way these people think. So you're being taught to do it voluntarily. And as I've mentioned before, the globalists think of this as a global IQ test. They really do. I mean, they laugh with each other on this, I'm sure. Just laughing, rolling and laughing at how stupid the average person is who would line up to be injected with an untested, unsafe, experimental substance that they haven't even read the ingredients on. They've never even read the insert sheet. They've never even read the research or the side effects, but they'll line up to be injected with it. That's stupid. And that's the kind of stupidity, frankly, that the globalists are trying to eliminate first. They've decided that the so-called useless eaters need to go. The people that are on welfare, food stamps, entitlements, pensions, anything that's a government handout, they've got to go, according to the globalists. Because that's how they've decided that's the only way governments can remain solvent is to end all of the entitlements. Well, how do you do that? Well, gosh, you don't have to pay entitlements to people after they're dead, do you? So it's a mass murder scheme, kill everybody off with vaccines and call it evidence-based medicine. Call it the gold standard of science while people are dying. And when they die, just say they were killed by COVID-19 and then use that to call for more vaccines to kill more people. And when those people die, say, well, gosh, the pandemic's getting worse. Got to have more vaccines and just repeat. It's a self-reinforcing loop of mass death and medical insanity. That's exactly what Bill Gates wants. And the drug companies can never be sued because they have indemnity. See? So they're celebrating. They can kill people, I mean, by the billions, and they will never be caught because the media will cover it up and say, no, COVID's killing people, and they can never be sued because they've achieved legal immunity. So they've perfected the Zyklon B gas chambers and the concentration camps of World War II. They've perfected it in a new sinister way where people line up at FEMA camps to get free food after they've been injected. And then, of course, they're being exterminated. So that's the upshot of what's happening here. And it's easy to survive it, well, relatively, I should say. Don't go to a FEMA camp. Don't take the vaccine shot. Have a supply of food and ammunition and firearms for self-defense. Have your own medicine. Have your own gold and silver and land and be ready for what's coming. And I've got a whole book that describes how to do that. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's free of charge. You can download the full transcript as a PDF file and 9 hours of audio. Just go to globalreset.news and you can get it for free right now. We've already had tens of thousands of people download it. It's an amazing compilation of information. Check it out. I'm Mike Adams. Thanks for listening.